You're listening to Real World News.
Demands the Salvadorian government to stop negotiations of free trade agreement with the European Union. The Salvadorian civil society is demanding to end the negotiations of an association agreement with the European Union, since it is a unilateral, non-transparent and anti-democratic process with rules favoring corporations. The demand was made by CESTA, Friends of the Earth, El Salvador, on Monday the 19th of April, when the new negotiations round between Central America and the European Union delegates began in Brussels. The negotiations with the Central American countries began in late 2007, except for Panama, which officially joined last month. Although the agreement was expected to be signed in 2009, the negotiations were suspended as a result of the coup d'etat in Honduras and were resumed in February of 2010. Some of the reasons why the Europeans are negotiating with Central America is to have access to infrastructure, transportation, and connections to trade with the North and South of America. They also seek unlimited access to raw materials of this region, water sources, biodiversity, and exclusive intellectual property rights such as biopiracy, which is the appropriation of biological resources of the jungle and forests of Central America. Therefore, the negotiations have faced serious difficulties in the handling of labor rights, migration, and especially environmental issues, since they threaten the natural richness of the region for putting the interests of foreign corporations before the people's lives. The European corporations are the ones benefiting from these agreements, and our government should withdraw from these negotiations, said José Acosta of CESTA, Friends of the Earth, El Salvador, in a press conference called To Mark Earth Day. The person in charge of the campaigns of CESTA also considered that the EU negotiation process has been secret, with no transparency, and anti-democratic, without accountability mechanisms. He said the texts are not available to the people. The EU has themes, times, and priorities, said Acosta. The association agreements promoted by the European Union with Central America, the Mercosur, and the Andean Community of Nations will form a group during the next summit of heads of state and government of the European Union, Latin America, and the Caribbean to be held in Madrid, Spain. As a result of this, social organizations for Latin America and Europe have called an Alternative People's Summit 2010 from May the 14th through the 18th. The Permanent People's Tribunal will session as part of this event to try cases of human rights violations by European transnational corporations operating in Latin America.
You're listening to Real World News.